nuclear secrets. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what was reportedly among the classified and other material the FBI seized from former President Trump's Florida home.
The report in the Washington Post comes from a leak from the Department of Justice, which disclosed information about top secret documents that were reportedly among the files seized by FBI agents at Donald Trump's Florida resort last month. The Post, citing sources familiar with the search, said the documents detailed a foreign government's military defenses and nuclear capabilities and can only be viewed by a select group of top officials.
Fox's Ted Linder. The story does not say which foreign country it is. An ex-Trump advisor is in more legal trouble. Steve Bannon expected to face charges in New York related to a build a border wall fundraising effort similar to a federal case against Bannon.
But former President Trump pardoned him on the federal charges. In a statement, Bannon says they are coming after all of us, not only President Trump. In fact, I have not yet begun to fight.
Bannon faces sentencing next month after being convicted of contempt of Congress for not cooperating with the House January 6th committee. Another Trump-backed Republican has won a primary.
We are going to be redefining politics as usual here in Massachusetts.
Jeff Deal won the GOP race for governor and will face off against Democratic Attorney General Maura Healey.
I am tired of the anger, the vitriol, the division. That's not who we are. That's not what Massachusetts is all about.
New COVID boosters are being rolled out this week for Americans already fully vaccinated. And Biden advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says we might get COVID shots every year.
We likely are moving towards a path with a vaccination cadence similar to that of the annual influenza vaccine.
Dr. Fauci expects the boosters to be updated to whatever strain is dominant. The new boosters will target the Omicron variant.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The leaders of China and Russia will be getting together next week, and that's the first time since February when they pledged to have great relations ahead of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It's back to court this morning for the Tennessee man charged in the kidnapping and death of a mother from a prominent Memphis family.
Cleotha Abston was arrested after police said surveillance footage showed him forcing 34-year-old mother and teacher Eliza Fletcher into his car. Once his vehicle was found, he was arrested and charged with kidnapping and evidence tampering. But after Fletcher's body was found Monday afternoon, Abston was also charged with murder and murder in perpetration of kidnapping. Steve Mulroy is the Shelby County District Attorney.
Any kind of violence, of course, is unacceptable, but repeat violent offenders particularly deserve a strong response, and that's what they'll get from this district attorney's office.
Abston got out of prison 2 years ago after serving time for kidnapping an attorney in Memphis 22 years ago. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There's a manhunt in California for a man who fled his home confinement.
A Malaysian defense contractor convicted in one of the biggest bribery investigations in U.S. military history is on the run just weeks before his sentencing. Prosecutors say Leonard Francis, known as Fat Leonard, cut off his ankle monitor and disappeared. Leonard had been cooperating with prosecutors investigating dozens of Navy officials accused of accepting bribes in exchange for classified information. Officials suspect he may already be in Mexico making his way back to Malaysia. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
There is big news on vaping.
Juul Labs has agreed to pay nearly $440 million to settle a probe by 33 states that found it used launch parties, product giveaways, and social media campaigns to market e-cigarettes to teenagers. The FDA blames Juul's high nicotine vaping products for what it calls an epidemic of underage vaping among teens. The company in a statement saying the deal is a significant step toward resolving past issues and that it remains committed to combating underage use.
Fox's Steve Rappaport earlier this year, the FDA attempted to ban Juul's e-cigarettes. On Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.